Well, I would disagree that that's what it was about. It's not something that we were trying to get secrecy in. Really, we were trying to protect the senators, and we described that, I think, as, and the attorneys thought it was necessary, that in the end, if they would, you know, leave the room and then start talking about the maps, talking to other senators about the maps, and start discussing redistricting, knowing that there was already a federal lawsuit in place, okay, that they would or could be deposed and end up testifying. And I think what those documents were trying to do and what the attorneys thought was necessary was to just once again reinforce with the senators, you know, hey, listen, there's a federal lawsuit going on this, and it's not something that, you know, we think should be commenting on publicly right now. There is an attorney-client privilege that was established, just like anybody would be familiar with an attorney-client privilege. And no one anticipated that it would be pierced by this judge at the federal level and say, no, wait a minute, we're going to blow this thing wide open and just talk about all this stuff and give away the strategies and talk about past practices on redistricting. And we didn't expect that the Democrats would have to do that stuff publicly either. So, I mean, I think that's kind of how it all evolved. So.
What about the instructions to ignore public comment?
Absolutely not something that I ever asked for. Not any Republican senators were ever presented with that. And from everything I know, it's a document that was drafted for one individual legislator on the Republican Assembly side who wanted some talking points when they spoke to members. So this was not something that was used in any way to coach any senator or, you know, prevent them from having those discussions. And I think it was lifted out of this thousands of pieces of paper and was misguided in being described as something that was presented to all the senators. It was not. I had never seen it. When it was first presented to me, I said, I don't even know what that is. So.
They're filing an open meetings law violation complaint against you guys on this, saying that if that's found to be valid, then the map should be overturned. You think that's a real risk?
No. I mean, Senate policy is very clear. I mean, what we did is the same that you would find in any partisan caucus. I mean, the reason that there were individual meetings with legislators, the same way it was done 10 years ago, 20 years ago. Was simply to present them with the map and gather information from them about their district and in the communities within the district. That's all it was. Same thing was done 10 years, 20 years ago.